passage that Joe read. Just picture that scene for a minute. Picture that scene, hundreds of people packed into a house. What wonderful occasion. There were those that were probably there because they wanted a bit of a nose. They wanted to just see what was going on. They'd heard about this guy, Jesus, and they thought, oh yeah, we'll have a little nosy Parker moment. We'll be in that house. You've got some in that house who were on a journey of faith. You've got some people in that house that had heard about Jesus and were intrigued for the real reason, because they wanted to know more. And you've got in that house the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, basically the FBI agents there to do a little bit of investigating. Forget them all for a moment. I want us to think about the friends. The friends that took their friend to Jesus. They're key in this story, and we often forget them because they carried their mate probably miles on this stretcher. You know, just imagine if it had been Ethan. Thank you, Tim, because that's the biggest splash in history. But just imagine carrying their mate for miles and miles in heat like we had on Monday or Tuesday, and they wanted to take their mate to Jesus. Now that is some friendship. But also, it's faith. More importantly than friendship was that those friends had faith. Now, it's an interesting word, faith, isn't it? It's complete trust or confidence in someone or something. See, faith means all sorts of different things to all sorts of different people. You, in some way, at this precise moment, are exercising a huge amount of faith. You have got a lot of faith in me because you don't want me to go on for 2.5 hours. So you're sitting there and subconsciously thinking, I have faith in her not to go over the 22.2 minutes that a Baptist minister is meant to preach. But you're also showing immense faith in the chair that you are sitting on. Now, when you came in here and you sat down, you didn't think, oh, have I got faith in this chair? You sat down. You didn't think about it. So faith is all sorts of different things. And faith was something that Jesus saw in those friends. We read, when Jesus saw their faith. Now, what did he see? Did he see, amidst all the sweat of carrying the friend, did he see some post-it note across their forehead that said, faith? Or did he see faith in their actions? Did he see faith in the people that they were? For sure, he saw the faith in their actions. Three things about their faith this morning. First of all, their faith was determined. Their faith was so determined that they knocked a dirty great big hole in somebody else's roof. This wasn't their house. They realized that there were so many people there. The only way that they could get their mate to Jesus was to dig a hole. Wouldn't you have just loved to listen into that conversation with the homeowners? You know, this is going to be some insurance claim. But they did it because they were determined. They were not going to turn back now. They'd taken their mate all this way, They weren't going to turn round and say, that's it, we're not going through that house. They found a way. Determined, persistent, not giving up. Let me tell you about some frogs. Two frogs fell into a can of cream, or so I've heard it's told. The sides of the can were shiny and steep. The cream was deep and cold. Oh, what's the use, croaked number one. 'Tis fate, no help's around. Goodbye, my friends. Goodbye, sad world. And weeping still, he drowned. But number two, of sterner stuff, dog paddled in surprise, the while he wiped his creamy face and dried his creamy eyes. I'll swim a while. It's an ambulance for the frog. I'll swim a while, at least, he said, or so I've heard, he said. It really wouldn't help the world if one more frog were dead. An hour or two, he kicked and swam. Not once he stopped to mutter, but kicked and kicked and swam and kicked, then hopped out via butter. You see, there's determination and there's persistence. So let's ask ourselves this question this morning. Ask yourself this question this morning. Is my faith determined this morning? Instead of digging your hole in the roof and lowering your heavy load to Jesus, maybe you've opted to turn round and go home. I've got too many questions about this thing called Christianity. I've got too many questions about these darn people called Christians. And really, I don't want to know. So I'm going to block any thought of faith in my life. How easy it could have been for those friends to have turned round saying, faith is a tough thing. But you know, we're not talking easy. Faith is hard. But their faith was expectant. No doubt in their minds that they expected Jesus to heal their mate. They put him on a stretcher, they've carried him all this way, they've dug a hole in the roof, and they are expecting Jesus to do something. Notice that there's a link between determination and what we expect. They were determined because they expected. They were expectant because they were determined. The Bible says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith in Jesus is being sure, a confidence, a certainty of all that Jesus has done, all that Jesus is doing, and all that Jesus will continue to do. And linked with faith is always this word, trust. When we talk of expectant faith, we have to talk about trust. This is one of my heroes of faith. No, it's not Cliff. It's Charles Blondin. And I have the greatest admiration for Charles Blondin. Never met him because it was back in the 1800s. But this guy, Blondin, used to walk on a tightrope across the Niagara Falls, from one side of Niagara Falls to the other. And the crowd would just go wild. And they would go, go on, Blondin, go for it. You can do it. Come on, Blondin. And he did. Then one day, he's crossing, about to cross the Niagara Falls, and he turns to this crowd that are cheering him on, and he's saying, come on then, Who's going to come in on my wheelbarrow as I cross the Niagara Falls? And surprise, surprise, that crowd went mightily quiet. And nobody said, yes, Blondin, I'm the person, I'm going to jump in that wheelbarrow, because why would you? But think about that in terms of us trusting Jesus, of having that faith. When we say yes, it sometimes means getting in that wheelbarrow. So this morning, is my faith expectant this morning? Do I believe that Jesus can do things? Faith is determined, faith expects, and finally, which is always a very good word for a preacher, finally, their faith was focused on Jesus. It was to Jesus and Jesus alone that these friends brought their mate. They knew that Jesus could change their mate's life forever. They really believed it. You know, sometimes faith stretches us. Sometimes faith is so hard and we don't understand what's going on. And it all, the pieces in the jigsaw puzzle have all gone up in the air and it's just a puzzle. But that's when, folks, it is faith. That's when you hold on to the fact that faith is being sure. Even when some of the jigsaw pieces are not fitting together in our lives, that's when it really becomes faith. Where do we go when our faith is stretching us? Where do we go? Yes, we go to friends. We talk things out. We go to people we trust. We go to those that we think are wise. But for sure, we go to Jesus. Watch this clip. Is faith. Jumping when you're not sure, but you have to trust Jesus. So this morning, is my faith focused on Jesus? Is that who I'm looking to? So these friends, they brought their mate to Jesus. They were determined, they were expectant, and they were focused on Jesus. And the result, at once, the man got up in front of them all, took the bed he'd been lying on, and went home praising God. Now, I love those bits of the Bible that don't tell you the next bit. I want to know what that conversation was like going home, you know, with their friends. We told you Jesus could do this. Or, you're going to pay for my physiotherapy appointment tomorrow. We don't know. But we know that they were right pumped. That's a good word, isn't it, Ethan? Is that what? Right pumped. Yeah. They were right pumped. To those of you that are a bit older, they're well excited. But what about that crowd? What about that crowd of the nosy Parkers, the FBI, those people that wanted to meet Jesus? They were in that house. They'd watched somebody carried in on a stretcher, and they watched somebody going out going, whoop, whoop, whoop. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Do you know what I like about that verse? I like the first word, everyone. So that sounds to me like even the FBI were impressed. And I like amazed, I like filled with awe, and I like the fact that they said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Corrie ten Boom says this: faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. She could well have been talking about those friends in Luke chapter 5. They saw the invisible, they believed the unbelievable, and they received the impossible. Determined, expectant, and focused. What's your faith like this morning? As you sit there and you've heard Ethan, you've seen that baptism, you know, do we all go home thinking the same thing? Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. If those friends hadn't bothered to take their mate, he would have remained paralyzed on that bed. He would have had a life without knowing Jesus. And God wants to do, just like he did that day in that house, God wants to do an immense and amazing thing in your life today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. He's still the same Jesus. And my prayer is that not one of you will go out into that to have a cup of coffee or a biscuit or whatever without saying to Ethan, "Thank you for giving your story," and without saying to God, "What are you asking of me today, God? Because I want to do it. I'm up with the excuses. I'm going to do it." Because this is Amazing Grace. This is the last song that Ethan has chosen this morning. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh, hold on. We've stopped worship with a Christian notice. Does anybody